Hey, John, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, thank you. What's new with you? How you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. You know, we got a young quarterback that's fun to coach, fun to watch, and you know, we've got a young team. I think it's getting better.
How good was last week's victory for the confidence, especially given it's such a young group?
I think it was great. You know, I think we experienced some close losses week before Minnesota at home. 3-point loss, and then Atlanta in the opener. You know, got four shots at it from the five, and come up short, lose a 1-score game there. A couple of the other games, I don't know that we gave ourselves a chance. You know, as far as with turnovers, both Tampa and Green Bay, but. You know, we're kind of at that stage. We're 2-4. You know, you look at it, you could be 4-2, and you know, you try to get that ship righted and find a way to win those close games. That's kind of where we're at.
John, you look at the Panthers, and Marty's back as GM. Julius Peppers is back. Is it kind of like turn back the clock week for you as you study this team?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Captain Munderland back. Looks like Ryan Khalil's going to be back for our game. Thomas Davis, you know, we have a long pass with. So, yeah, there's still some familiar faces. Even I haven't even had it up to years since it was I've been there, but it's been a few. Obviously, I talked with Marty when, they made that change. I know Ron pretty well just over the years of coaching. So no doubt there's some familiar faces, and I look forward to seeing some of those guys.
What have you your thoughts on Peppers and what he's been able to do so far, John, at 37?
Well, you know, I saw him, you know, twice a year here for the last 2 years prior anyways, when he was there here in Green Bay. He's a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal guy, a phenomenal teammate. You know, the fact that he's still playing and being productive, I think the coaches there are doing a great job of, you know, putting him in a position to succeed, taking good care of him, and he's done a terrific job, you know, so far this season.
What do you think of Mitch Trubisky so far, and what are the kind of unique challenges of having a rookie quarterback at the helm?
I look at it a little bit different. I mean, I think rookies, regardless of what position they play, if they're good enough, they're going to succeed. And I think he's good enough. And when you think about it, last week was his 15th start since high school football. It's pretty incredible, and he's a talent. And he made some key plays. And again, last week, you know, at Baltimore, first time a rookie's ever won in that stadium. I think says a lot for about where he is.
John, did your experience with Clawson here, you know, help you in any way in terms of just kind of dealing and coaching a rookie quarterback?
I think everybody's different. You know what I mean? I think every player is different. Every situation is different. You know, a lot was made on, you know, how long you sit a guy, before they play. You know, at the end of the day, regardless of what position, you know, the player's, you know, either going to sort it out or he's not. And, I think that's true, really, whether it's the quarterback position or, you know, any other position.
John, when Peppers left the Panthers, what do you recall about the whole negotiations there and what happened there and your thoughts on how strongly you wanted to keep him?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have a second player in the draft and he walks for nothing, I don't think that's ideal. If you're asking my thoughts, I think, that was above my pay grade.
But I guess it was a story back in 2010 where it's basically $6 million of difference. Peppers, and what he said back then was he thought things could have probably worked out. Did you feel like they could have been, and was that how things might have been different if he stayed here his whole career?
You know, again, like I said, you know, I don't write those checks. You know, I just know I really like the player, and yeah, I think he's proven pretty worthy since.
Coach, what do you think about how your defense is performing so far? And I guess that's kind of where it still starts for your team.
Yeah, I think you know, there's a couple things. I think over six games we're doing pretty good, playing defense, and you know, I think we can run the ball pretty effectively. You know, I think you know, I think we're getting better. You know, we haven't been whole the whole time. You know, we've got some plug-ins. We had Danny Trevathan suspended, you know, the week before against Minnesota for a hit that he had in the Green Bay game. So getting him back last week obviously was a boost. You know, but I think, you know, we're still young. We've got some new guys there. And, you know, I think we're getting better every week.
John, what can you tell us about your rookie running back from over this way, and kind of what were your thoughts on him as you studied him before the draft?
Well, he's definitely explosive. He's very productive. He scored a lot of touchdowns. He has a nickname there, the human joystick, and I think you know, I probably saw that the very first practice in the offseason when you know, here at Alice Hall. So. You know, again, we saw very early on that he was a very good young player. And you know, here in the early season, I think, you know, we've got a pretty good guy in Jordan Howard, too. You know, a little bit like what Panthers, I think, are dealing with, both Jonathan and Christian. You know, a little bit the same way here with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. So is just instilling them and try to, you know, put the best people out there and utilize their abilities the best. And, you know, I think, you know, those are things, you know, we figure out as we go as coaches and the players react to it.
John, Ron Rivera said he'd like to see a little bit more of a deep threat in their passing game to kind of keep 8 and 9 guys out of the box against them. Have you seen that on tape, and is that something you guys can possibly take advantage of defensively?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, they've kind of been a run-first team. I don't think, you know, a little bit like us, I don't think it's that's a shot at anybody. Or, you know, I think Cam's very capable of throwing the ball. They've got big bodies outside. You know, I know they lost Greg for a minute, Olsen, so but they look like they've adjusted pretty well with 84. You know, I think, you know, having Ryan Khalil out, I think your center obviously is an important part of all of the run mechanics. You know, but I think, you know, that definitely will get them off yet, but, you know, they're doing still a pretty good job of running the ball. You know, with Cam as a threat running it, I think opens up your run game. But, you know, anytime you can get chunk plays is important. So, you know, I'm sure they're trying to get that going just like we are.
John, you still have ties over here. I think I read somewhere your house was for sale, or you'd sold it. What you still connected to Charlotte much?
Oh yeah, I still have the house there. It didn't sell. Right now, it's off the market. Two of my sons are still there. In fact, my wife Robin's back there now. She's spying on you guys. Not just you. I'm joking. No, she's back. They have. My sons were in a wedding in Charleston over the weekend, so she went back after that with some Charlotte friends. Their son got married. But, yeah, she's heading back Friday to come back to Chicago. But, yeah, I was still a lot of ties. I'm still a member of Quail Hollow. Still have a lot of good buddies in that neighborhood that I stay in touch with. In fact, a few of them will be flying out for the game Sunday.
You had, I don't need to tell you, I mean, a pretty big health scare out there a few years ago. How are you feeling? And did that day, you know, kind of convince you or to make any kind of lifestyle changes or eating better or what have you?
Well, I think, you know, my issue was something that, you know, it was genetic. I was born with. It wasn't really lifestyle or anything. It was a heart deal. Bicuspid aortic valve that I had replaced. So really, I'm way healthier. Shoot, I weigh 180 pounds, which is probably about 30 pounds lighter, which I saw me before. So naturally, I got way more energy now. So I feel actually way better after the incident. It was a little bit scary when it happened. Luckily I made it out of that. But no, I feel healthy, great, and loving life.
You stay in touch with Steve Smith at all, John?
Yeah, I saw Steve at the Combine. You know, he started his new TV career. it was great seeing him. We text back and forth. You know, we're both busy. I'm super busy. But, you know, a lot of those guys that, left a lasting impression and, you had a chance to help mold. Those are lifelong friends, and I look at Steve any other way. So seems like he's doing great, and obviously I'm very proud of him.
Hey, what do you think of this current group of Panther receivers?
Well, they're big, we looked at Samuel a little bit, out of Ohio State, his ability. Christian, I watched play in high school in Denver, so I know his family pretty well, so I'm very familiar with him. I call him a receiver. I know he's a back, but he is their leading receiver. Benson and Funchess are big dudes. Those are the guys that come to mind. 19, Shepard's a good slot guy. So they present problems. You got skill guys at every spot. You got Cam running around back there, and you've got some of the zone run plays, play action passes off of it. So, we definitely have our hands full.
John, thank you.
All right, gang. You guys, safe travels out here. I think actually it's beautiful right now. Actually, right now, calling for rain. But one thing I learned.